Well, we all know that schools across the country are currently serving foods in their cafeterias that reach new USDA nutrition guidelines. And now it looks like those efforts could extend to other foods sold in schools.
Our goal is to say, let's have more foods that we should encourage to children. Let's have fewer foods that we would like to discourage kids from consuming.
That's USDA Undersecretary Kevin Concannon, who notes that the standards will not prohibit students from bringing their own snacks or regulate bake sales and such, but will cover all other venues, including vending machines.
The snacks will have to have less sodium, less sugar. You know, you're more likely to have a granola bar than a typical sugar-doused candy bar.
As well as more low-fat dairy options and less sugary sodas, as Concannon adds that the Smart Snacks in School proposal is science-based.
These recommendations have been made to us by a panel that was chaired by a pediatrician. And basically, what it does is it makes sure that American kids that go to school, for the snacks that they may purchase, whether they're from vending machines or encounters or what, during the school day, are healthier than they currently have available in many places.
The proposed rules will be open for 60 days of public comment and will allow a full school year after the final rules come out before schools will have to comply. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.